News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Bortman. Between Monday and yesterday, upwards of 40,000 unemployment claims were filed in Florida. More than 200,000 Floridians filed for unemployment last week. Jury trials in Florida have been suspended for the next 3 weeks due to the coronavirus outbreak, so if you were scheduled for jury duty between now and then, you've got that much less to worry about. More than 1,400 people statewide have now tested positive for COVID-19. There have been 50 cases in Duval County, including 3 deaths. Clay County has had 10 cases, including 2 deaths, and 24 cases, including 1 death, are from St. Johns County. At businesses for which working remotely is not possible, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says employers have to keep their people at least 6 feet away from each other. At businesses where it is possible, it's now required. And the mayor says that those who violate that order could have their power and water cut off, maybe even the buildings themselves torn down. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. 4 locations in Jacksonville, St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Since there's really nothing going on in traffic at the moment, let me tell you something good that's going on. Nana Teresa's Bake Shop in Fernandina Beach gave away 150 fresh loaves of bread. And they even made deliveries to the elderly, totally for free. If you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sunshine and clouds with a 1 in 5 chance of rain and a high of 88. Partly cloudy tonight, 66 the low right now. It's 71 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The state has suspended jury trials and other in-person court proceedings through April 17th. A new poll finds most Americans are not happy with lawmakers and their response to providing coronavirus economic relief. And President Trump says he wants to get America back to work by Easter Sunday.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Did I hear that correctly? Come on, man. I mean, I know the mayor, well, he got some people surrounded him. I kind of wonder where he, you know. Anyway, but what planet they flew on. Trust me, and I'm keeping that polite. The mayor, really, according to one of our news reports, is talking about if you don't abide by his mandate of like not working from home, we're going to turn off your water and demolish your building. Come on, folks.
Some buildings, he said, would be demolished, but
you like that, Raj? There's no way it's going to happen.
No, I don't believe in destroying property.
That's listen. With all due respect, there's some things I do like about the mayor.
And, you know, it could
that's
be
thug talk.
You know what it could be? It could be loud bark, no teeth kind of thing. He just wants to let people know that he's serious and hopefully. You know, we'll comply. So
904-831-0600, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. This is Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's continue on with the news. The Democrats, now folks, a lot of money being thrown around. As we reported, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow, trillion. Nope, it's going to be up to $6 trillion. But before we get into that, it's still got to be approved, some of this, by the Democrats. And Senator Republican Tom Cotton points out from, from Arkansas? Guess what all is inside the Dems' package relief, which has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Let's just go through what is a priority for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. The Democrats want to impose quotas for race and sex on corporate boards. Early voting mandated in every single state. The same kind of early voting that almost doomed the Democrats' favorite presidential candidate, Joe Biden. Oh, combine that with same-day registration. Airline carbon emission offsets. Every airline that benefits from these programs, which is probably going to be all of them, has to go carbon neutral by 2025. Mm. I wonder if that'll apply, by the way, to the private planes that Nancy Pelosi and her family flies in.
Yeah, great point. Hold that thought about the green New Deal. Listen to Nancy Pelosi being asked by CNN's Dana Bash the reason why gas emissions, she says, is corona-related.
Saying that what you in the House have been asking for are, you know, things on your wish list. For example, they say that you asked for imposing new emission standards and carbon offsets on airlines, which is something that is in the Democratic wheelhouse. It's something that you would want in a perfect world, but not appropriate today. What's your response?
Well, I do think that there is a whole concern in our country that if we're giving tens of billions of dollars to the airlines, that we could at least have a shared value about what happens to the environment.
You know, Roger, what would happen? I mean, if you went to a bank, I need a loan, and the teller goes, I don't like the way you look. Go get a makeover. You'd be like, what? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much. Well, I mean, you look at me. I certainly need a makeover. Trust me,
you're
folks.
Not dressed for success. Where's that tie?
So by the way, so she says it's corona-related. She says all the other things they're throwing into this that are, quote, corona-related.
That list goes on and on. Our appropriations that we've come to most of the agreement on are very positive that are in the legislation. I want us to be able to go forward, it's not a bill I would have written in terms of some things that relate to family medical leave, that relate to work.
Wait, it's not a bill she would have written, but she's a Speaker of the House. She can certainly advise to take it out. I digress. More of the clip.
Worker protections, the ruling on worker protections, but that can be done administratively. We can find other ways. Not enough money for elections, etc. At this time, everything we're suggesting just relates to COVID-19.
She says, elections. We're going to have same day. By the way, the day you can register the vote, the same day we're going to allow you to vote. And that is called corona-related. Here was what President Trump said. He goes, I wouldn't sign the bill because of all the Green New Deal nonsense.
Canceled the deal last night. I said, I'm not going to sign that deal because Nancy Pelosi came in and put a lot of things in the deal that had nothing to do with the workers, that had to do with an agenda that they've been trying to get passed. There's no way I'm signing that deal. All of a sudden, they start throwing all of the little Green New Deal stuff in, right? And the boardrooms, what they look like, and... we want green energy. We want all this stuff. Let's stop drilling oil. They had things in there that were terrible. Windmills all over the place and all sorts of credits for windmills that kill the birds and ruin the real estate.
Yeah, so they try to insert the Green New Deal when it comes to this as well. The Florida tourism, we've been talking about that. Unemployment numbers going up here in the state of Florida. Also, restaurants here in the state of Florida and throughout the country. Listen to Mitchell Restaurant CEO Cameron Mitchell. For all of you, he says, well, because some of you have this attitude, well, you can just do takeout. He says a lot of restaurants aren't designed for takeout.
Right.
They're just not. And then he says, and by the way, for all of you that think that we can just turn the spigot back on, he says for each restaurant that they have, and among many other restaurants, it will cost them thousands of dollars just to reopen each one.
And we tried, and our full-service restaurants are just not really geared for takeout and delivery. I use the analogy, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a jugular vein, it doesn't really help much. Plus, getting started again is really we're kind of shut down now. It is what it is, and we've got an associate relief plan in place to help our people.
By the way, this is one of many of you that own a company. You're trying to hold on. You're trying to do what you don't have to do, by the way, but you're trying to look out for other people by continuing to give them employment. They're not working, but to continue to provide necessary benefits like health care and food to them.
Place to help our people. We're trying to raise $1 million to help them put some food on the table. And we're going to start working on our reopen plan. The problem is we just don't know how far and how deep this is going to get and so what it's really going to take. But each restaurant to reopen from a standstill of 30 or 60 or 90 days is going to take tens and tens of thousands of dollars or more, well over $100,000 to open. And we're going to require a significant amount of capital to get back up and running at some point.
So again, I keep playing these clips. I keep asking you, what is more important? Putting the country into a deep depression. They're talking about unemployment 10%. Quarter could be up higher to 12.4. I mean, the numbers are all over the map. I was reading a chart on this last night. But in order to, again, remember, going into Thursday now, Wednesday into Thursday, it's 20, maybe 20. They're not doubling, folks. Now, we're told that it's going to get worse. Again, I want to ask you out there, what is worse? People do, by the way, you know people die of depression. Do you know that Titusville, Florida and Palm Bay, where Titusville, Florida years ago, people died. How many of you all been to Titusville? Trust me, I've been there plenty of times. You've been to the city? Elderly people die. You know people do die of depression. You do know that, folks. So you mean to tell me you're willing to give up your job, your income, your retirement, things for your kids, because you can't control something with a virus. The death of somebody who you may not know, which is unfortunate, is more important than your livelihood. Ed, that's not the Christian thing to do. Really? Tell me, what is the Christian thing to do in this then? Tell me. I don't know what the Bible says about a coronavirus going around when you got to look out for the church and look out for your individual and look out for your neighbor who they may need help financially. I keep throwing this out there because some of you just think you can just turn things on. The 2020 election, a lot of emails coming in, Roger. People think that this is a big conspiracy against Trump. The Democrats think that they can win this to defeat Trump. Fox News' Christian Fisher. Yep, let's mix a little politics into this.
Now declared a national emergency and conceded it may not go away before Election Day. Shift in tone and the delays in testing have given an opening to his Democratic opponents. But in crisis, there's also opportunity. And political strategists on both sides of the aisle say this pandemic has the potential to do for President Trump what 9/11 did for former President George W. Bush. The good economy was the president's strong suit. Now it's in jeopardy. But many strategists say the American public would not hold him responsible for a recession.
This is the first time in modern history that a pandemic that's this disruptive to daily life is happening during a presidential election.
So again, we had to entwine a little politics there. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's continue to move along here. The Attorney General, Ashley Moody, says all of you that are coming back, because the planes are still flying, right?
Yeah,
All right, we encourage that, by the way. We're tracking them.
There have been some cruise ships going right now, too.
That's right. And we're going to quarantine those from New York and New Jersey and other areas.
How will you...
Well, let me play the one clip that they're talking about. Here, I'm getting both of them mixed up. Here we go, right here. Here's the Attorney General.
An executive order in place now here in Florida by Governor DeSantis that says if you come down here from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and you fly in, you will have to self-quarantine.
By the way, can I ask a question? Why don't we just self-quarantine when there isn't one of these problems going on? All of you keep telling me all these New Yorkers are bringing down their liberal philosophies.
Exactly.
I'm kidding with you. Here's more of the clip.
14 days. We know that we're seeing the coronavirus really taking hold in the New York area. And Governor DeSantis has taken decisive action to make sure he keeps Floridians safe.
By the way, it's predominantly coming from up north, she says. The question is, well, how are you going to track them?
How will you track them to make sure they do?
Well, we have deployed resources to the airports. They're making sure those that are coming in from those areas are informed. They're determining where they will be. And, you know, there is teeth to the executive order. You know, if they violate the executive order, they face a second-degree misdemeanor.
By the way, you notice she didn't go far enough at least explaining how they're going to track them down. Maybe she doesn't want to give away their secrets. That's what I was thinking.
My guess is they'll probably have Florida Highway Patrol units at the airports.
But then again, you're not hiring Florida Highway. You got to move these guys around. That's the main problem. What are we going to do about all of this law enforcement? So we got a lot of these comments and questions. One of our good friend, economics and financial radio host, Steve Beamon's going to join us in a little bit. $6 trillion. The Trump administration. By the way, we're going to ask you a big question coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. Before I take some calls, 904-831-0600. Roger was asking me, how much did President Obama add to the national debt? It wasn't $3 trillion. It was like 8 to 9, maybe more. My question to all my conservative friends out there, how do you defend Trump's then? But it was wrong for Obama to do. Didn't we have the worst recession since that of the Great Depression?
Obama would have called that a national emergency.
National emergency. Just kind of having a little fun this morning. Why can you not give President Obama a pass if some of you are willing to give President Trump a pass? How do you explain that? Real quick, let's take a couple of quick calls. I'm over on a break. Let's go to Ludwig. Hey, Ludwig, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, brother.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
All right, here, 2 points. All right. We have two kinds of people in this world, responsible ones and irresponsible. Who do you think is going to get sick the most? Correct. Irresponsible people. Now, because of them, we cannot afford to shut down the economy. It's going to hurt everyone, and it's going to get much worse than you can imagine. And DeSantis is doing the right thing. I agree with his thinking. Mayor Curry is out of line again, as usual. I don't agree with his thinking. I like him. He's one of us, but he's not thinking clearly. And if we just let the evolutionary moment happen, this will make the Democrats happy because they believe in that nonsense. But if you understand how irresponsible people behave, you will notice that most of them are the ones who are going to disappear into Mars because they can't trust themselves to do the right thing.
All right, I got to run. Let me approach. First off, I'm all with you on the economy, Luig. And I think there's a lot of things I do like about the mayor. I think the mayor's wrong. I think his tone is wrong about how he wants to curb business the way he's been saying it. Also, we're going to demolish some of these buildings. I mean, come on, folks. If some of you guys don't have your own little homework shelter, stay in order out there, I think that's some of you have been emailing me saying this isn't thug talk. That's what some of you are saying. That's not me. That's what some of you have been emailing me. Having said that, I'm not necessarily ready to go on the record by blaming irresponsible people for catching the coronavirus. Some of these individuals went on a cruise.
Yeah.
How is that irresponsible?
Or their irresponsible grandchild went to spring break
and
gave them a hug. It wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
It's a dumb kid's fault.
Yeah, that was, by the way, we still don't know how some of those kids caught the coronavirus. Could they be hanging out with other people in a bar? I mean, everybody keeps saying they were on the beach.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
yeah. So anyway, 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. More of your calls up next. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Phillips Highway northbound, right after Emerson Street, there's some light traffic. Just add a couple extra minutes. And if you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening right now, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
A mix of sunshine and clouds with a 1 in 5 chance of rain and a high of 88. Partly cloudy tonight, 66 the low right now. It's 71 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
The Florida Theater is proud of our city, and they're standing together with you. There's lots of chaos around us these days, but we will get through this. The Florida Theater has postponed many of their upcoming events for now, but they still have so much to look forward to in the months ahead. The Florida Theater has been here since 1927, and they're not planning on going anywhere. They look forward to providing you with memorable experiences in the very near future. Visit floridatheater.com for more information.
The Florida Theater is supported by Community First Credit Union.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll finds most Americans are not happy with lawmakers and their response to providing coronavirus economic relief. President Trump says he wants to get America back to work by Easter Sunday. And White House economic advisors say the new stimulus package has now increased roughly to around $6 trillion.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, let's continue on with the news here on our newsmaker line. Aaron Haney, who is the National Policy Director for Reform Alliance. Listen to this. This is kind of an interesting story. Providing some sort of testing kits, but preventing the spread of communicable diseases in the criminal justice system. Aaron's a former deputy public defender in San Francisco, and she's on our newsmaker line right now. Aaron, Roger and I have been seeing these stories about trying to do something about some of the prisons and how the coronavirus may be inside some of the jail cells. Explain to me what this story is about, because many people maybe unfortunately have not been following the story.
I hear you, and there's so much happening right now, so it can be hard to clue into one.
Yeah, we'll do more of this, but go ahead. Give us the gist of what's going on.
Sure. So what's happening right now is that our jails and prisons are at heightened risk to becoming really a hotbed for the coronavirus. And so just like we've seen in some nursing homes, where once it hits in that particular institution, it essentially explodes. And the consequences are lethal. There are a lot of reasons why our jails and prisons provide those exact circumstances for this risk of the virus really exploding. And there are a lot of reasons why in Florida in particular, it's a problem.
So you're talking about, you're looking at dealing with those that are incarcerated out there. I mean, you got a lot of groups like the Americans for Prosperity. We love those guys. The American Conservative Union, Justice Action Network. You got a lot of cross bipartisan support. How are you going to stop the spread? I mean, what are we going to do? Let people out of jail? Is that what we're going to do or not?
So it's a great question, and there are actually a number of things that we can do. The first thing that I want to stress is that this is actually not just about people who are behind bars, even though that's incredibly important. This is just as much about the correctional officers who are going in and out of these facilities every day and then going back to their families and communities. Florida employs around 25,000 correctional officers who are at extreme risk by going in and out of these facilities, unless we do something to get some protocols in place that will allow both people inside and people working inside to be safe. And the way that we do that is through trying to make it as easy as possible to follow CDC protocols. So what we're asking for here is nothing revolutionary. It is nothing extreme. But inside of prisons and jails, because of the overcrowding, because of the small cells, and because of the unsanitary conditions, it's extremely difficult to contain or stop the spread of a communicable disease like COVID-19. And so what we are asking for is increased sanitation measures, and yes, allowing some people to be safely released to the community where they can self-isolate so that we have more room inside of these institutions for people to isolate safely there.
Hey, real quick, are states going to be doing this? What about the federal government? Where is this going to begin, or is it not happening as of yet?
Great question. So there are actually a ton of states and counties that have already begun doing this. And I want to be very clear just so that people aren't confused about the types of releases we are talking about. So we are talking about people who are inside on technical violations. So somebody who violated parole or probation by not showing up to a meeting but did not commit a new crime. We are talking especially about people who are elderly and inside, so people who are most vulnerable. People who are elderly have under a 4% rate of recidivism. So by and large, that population is a pretty safe population. And then also people who have terminal illnesses. So again, people who are extra vulnerable to this virus. Those are the people. And when we look at other states that have done this, we can look at Texas, Michigan, Missouri, Massachusetts, and yes, the federal government is also looking at doing this.
Let's talk more about this next week. Yeah, what a great excuse, Raj, when you and I have to go in front of the judge. Hey, Your Honor, we don't want to catch the coronavirus from you.
I'm old.
That's right. Anyway, hey, Aaron, we're going to do more of this next week. Again, Aaron Haney, the National Policy Director for Reform Alliance. Hey, Aaron, thanks for coming on this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. 904-831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still dealing with Arlington Expressway westbound, right before the Matthews Bridge. Add an extra 3 minutes. That's Arlington Expressway westbound, right before the Matthews Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sunshine and clouds with a 1 in 5 chance of rain and a high of 88. Partly cloudy tonight. 66 the low right now. It's 71 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. Nancy Pelosi's statement on the appointment of Richard Grenell as acting director of national intelligence. Two pathetic little paragraphs where she attacks his qualifications. So, Nancy, here's a message for you. You may have seen it before. Remember that, Nancy? That's what America thinks of your statement. Goodbye.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
28 minutes after 7 a.m., the $6 trillion stimulus, that's what they're saying. That's what they're going to try to push. My question to you at 904-831-0600, do you like it? Too big, too small, too large, too tall. We don't discriminate here, right, when it comes to saving the economy. But do some of you owe Barack Obama an apology if you support this stimulus? Obama said it was in a crisis. We're going to, hey, Republicans drove the car in a ditch. Had to come out and save it. Someone got to call the club, whatever. Anyway, shovel ready. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that if Obama was okay to add trillions of dollars to the debt, but you say it wasn't right, then why is it okay for Trump? Just asking a question on that one. But the question is, what about the payroll tax? We'll get all to that. Democrats continue to throw... come on, folks. Really? The partisan politics on this? You give me a break about beating up the governor because you didn't think he acted quick enough. Some of you don't have to agree with the governor and shutting down bars and restaurants, but saying that he's not... Democrats are all over the place and he's not looking out for you. We'll have all of this discussion coming up next right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At long last, there is a bipartisan agreement in the Senate on a $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling it good news for healthcare professionals, as well as for families and individuals all across America. That $2 trillion package still must be voted on by the Senate and by the House before going to President Trump's desk for his signature. The White House indicating the president likes the bill and will sign it once it reaches his desk. Meanwhile, Buckingham Palace announcing that Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 71-year-old showing mild symptoms of COVID-19 and is self-isolating at a royal estate in Scotland. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned lower. More details at srnnews.com.
If your family... AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. More than 1,400 people in Florida have now contracted coronavirus. There have been 50 cases in Duval County, including 3 deaths, 24 cases from St. John's County, including 1 death, and Clay County has had 10 cases, including 2 deaths. Mayor Lenny Curry's work-from-home mandate to Jacksonville businesses went into effect yesterday, and shortly after it did, the mayor said that those who violate it could have their power and water cut off, maybe even the buildings themselves torn down. As for those places for which working remotely is not possible, he says employers have to keep their people 6 feet away from each other. Well over 200,000 Floridians filed for unemployment last week, and Governor DeSantis reports that this week's been no different. Between Monday and yesterday, upwards of 40,000 claims were filed. If you were scheduled for jury duty between now and the middle of April, jury trials have been suspended through then. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still dealing with Arlington Expressway westbound right before the Matthews Bridge. Add an extra 3 minutes. That's Arlington Expressway westbound right before the Matthews Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Some sunshine and some clouds and a high of 88. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 66. Right now, 71 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says he wants to get America back to work by Easter Sunday. White House economic advisors say the new stimulus package has now increased roughly to around $6 trillion. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being criticized for not moving quickly enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus in Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, let's continue on with the news. Nick Iorossi comes on the show often, man. He is the senior partner at the Capital City Consulting. He out of Tallahassee, he knows what's going on. Before we get to some issues, it's amazing. Everybody, I tell this story, man, everybody and their brother calls me up to come on the air. I call you, and you're like, well, if I get around. You're the only person I know that lags about coming on my show. What's up with that?
I love being on your show.
I know. I'm kidding. I know you've been busy. Hey, you're close to the governor. And let me ask this question. Listen, you know, we love him. He's a big fan of our show, big fan of Florida Daily. I know you're close with him. But shutting down, you know, when you looked at bars, a lot of those include some restaurants and things like that. Was this more of a guideline that he looked at? Was it more from state health officials? Was it CDC? And is he getting flack for it? What have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about this governor is he doesn't take information in from any one source. I mean, he's a very deliberative guy. As you know, he went to Yale and Harvard. He's very bright. He takes in all the information and makes the best decision that he thinks he can without panicking or buying into all the hysteria that some of the media has been portraying out there. So despite the fact that you've got editorial boards and these kind of naysayers and the media saying he should be doing more and shutting the entire state down, he's trying to take a balanced approach. So he looks at this information across the board. Yes, do we have some hot spots in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach in particular, and did he take action in those areas early to help quell the spread? Absolutely. But there's also a lot of counties in the state that do not have any cases of coronavirus.
Great point.
And to just blanket shut down the entire state of Florida with 23 million citizens, very largely dependent on small businesses and tourism, is too drastic of an action. So he's trying to take a balanced approach to quell the spread while at the same time not destroying the economy.
All right. So what Nick Iorossi is talking about? Let's set this up. The Murkowski pals, the Democrats, are saying that he didn't do enough to do, like, almost like a lockdown in a way. Home shelter is kind of a polite way of saying a quarantine. You had Nikki Fried. The state agriculture commissioner jumping the gun here. Might have been politically smart, but I don't know. But she says that the governor he should be calling a stay at home shelter out there. To what Nick was talking about, the Miami Herald came came out and used a bunch of foul language, saying, "Act like you give a care." The quote: "The coronavirus is killing us." You got the Tampa Bay Times over the weekend that says that the governor's lagging behind many states on imposing restrictions. He can't win overall. I mean, are we looking at it like somewhat of a small quarantine and in-home shelter out there, or is this just mostly fodder coming from the Dems?
Well, I think, unfortunately, some folks are using this whole crisis to politicize the issue and score political points. But if you go back for a second and look at what the governor has done, I mean, schools were closed to stop spread among our kids. Beaches, bars, restaurants, gyms were all closed because those are areas where people congregate in mass, and the CDC and our local Department of Health officials said this is something that we need to be careful about, because the more people are interacting together in groups, the more likelihood of spread, right? So, he's recommending now that our Surgeon General issue an order to anyone over 65 to self-quarantine for the next 14 days or so. He banned elective surgical procedures so that we can stockpile personal protective equipment like masks and gowns and other equipment that may be necessary if we have an influx of folks who have COVID-19 entering our hospital and healthcare system. So the governor's actually done quite a bit, and probably the most drastic measure he's taken over the last 2 days is anyone traveling into the state from a community spread state like the tri-state area, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, by airplane or by any other modes of transportation, has a mandatory by state law, which is punishable as a second-degree misdemeanor if they don't comply, has to mandatorily quarantine for 14 days. They're taking these people's information down, finding out where they're self-quarantining and tracking that. So he's done some pretty drastic measures, but for some reason it's not good enough. A lot of folks want him to completely shut the state down. And I think that's just a bridge too far for where we are right now.
Yeah, by the way, Nick Iorossi, who is the senior partner at the Capital City Consultant, he's in Tallahassee. Listen, this is what he's talking about. Here was the Attorney General Ashley Moody from the tri-state area. Nick's exactly correct. If you're flying into the state, we're going to make sure that you're self-quarantined.
An executive order in place now here in Florida by Governor DeSantis that says if you come down here from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and you fly in, you will have to self-quarantine for 14 days. We know that we're seeing the coronavirus really taking hold in the New York area, and Governor DeSantis has taken decisive action to make sure he keeps Floridians safe.
And she was on target with that. But Nick, follow me for a second here. If I may, I will preface this, folks. Maybe I'm spinning this, but it's got to be some consistency. We're getting all of these, and it got to intertwine some of these politics here. We're getting all of these cities. You got Miami. I understand they're a little bit more liberal, but Tallahassee, Miami-Dade, some other cities, Tampa, where they don't like some of these state issues. They want to have their, and I understand I'm all about local control, but they want to go down the road of having their own gun control measures. They don't think the state goes far enough, or they want to have their own autonomy. I think in many cases there's a valid argument for that, but these are the same people that are throwing him because he didn't do a statewide quarantine. And I thought, well, wait a second, you guys like local control? Maybe I'm defending it in the wrong way, but at least my spin is the governor is allowing the local municipalities to at least make their own decisions. What could be wrong with that?
Well, I think that's exactly right, Ed, and that is what the governor is doing, is trying to allow the locals to also dictate what's best for their counties based upon what they are seeing on the ground in their particular situations. And of course, in the more population dense counties like a Miami-Dade, like a Broward, where you're going to see faster spread, maybe more drastic measures need to be taken, and those counties have actually passed their own executive orders trying to implement stay-at-home orders, essential business only, to limit the spread. But to do something statewide that impacts the whole state's a problem. I mean, look, we're going to be facing some serious state budget headwinds coming up because of the hit we're taking on tourism from COVID-19. I mean, it's going to be dramatic. And so we have to look at the full picture in Florida and not just buy into the panic that's going on. Be strategic about this, be measured about it. And I think the governor's done a good job of that. And I think also our Department of Emergency Management Director, Jared Moskowitz, who the governor tasked to head this thing up, has also done a great job managing the disaster. They're stockpiling personal protection equipment, trying to source masks and gowns, respirators, These types of things are hard to get right now because the entire world is literally competing for them. So they've got a lot of work ahead of them, but I think they're doing a great job so far.
Here's what this is what the governor said this past week about the jobless claims going up through the roof here. Listen to this clip.
21,000 unemployment claims yesterday, 18,000 the day before.
Now, according to the reports, I know there's enough in the fund to handle all this, but you said something, and this is, to me, this is a little more micro instead of the macro, which is more in English. I mean, you and I like some of the things behind the scenes. But, Roger, what Nick just said, Nick, you say that now we're going to have to, in other words, there could be a special session coming back, do you think, on how they're dealing with the budget? Because tourism is going to take a billions of dollars of hits. And if that takes place, is that going to happen, what, maybe next month, maybe in the month of June? What do you think it's going to take?
I think almost certainly, Ed, there's going to be a special legislative session in Tallahassee to cut the budget because the money that they approved in the next year's fiscal budget this last session isn't going to be there. I mean, when you start looking at the fact that restaurants, hotels, theme parks, movie theaters are all shut down, that's about 20% of our sales tax collections as a state right there alone. Then our fourth highest source of sales tax receipts are commercial landlords, and they have a bunch of folks canceling on them saying they can't pay.
Wow.
So all those tax collections that we would normally have on these daily businesses that we all patriate are closing down, and that's going to impact our budget. So I expect, you know, there's two schools of thought here. One is that they come back in June before the start of the state's fiscal year, July 1, come in and cut the budget to adjust the numbers going forward. The other one is we do have a budget stabilization fund that has about $4 billion in it, so we can tap into that fund and wait till later in the year when we have a clearer economic picture,
yeah,
and then come back and cut.
Yeah, good point, especially to see what happens if this thing gets turned around a little bit. Man, great. I mean, I ain't saying this to stroke you. I'm just telling you, I like a little good in-depth on some of the behind the scene. Nick Iorossi is the senior partner at the – did I get that? I always want to say senior partner, even though you're 30 years old. But anyway.
partner.
I know, that's why I say it. Founding partner, big outfit, at Capital City Consultant out of Tallahassee. So, Nick, good to have you on, and keep us updated, would you?
Great to be with you and your listeners, Ed, and y'all stay safe.
All right, man. It's amazing. Nick takes forever to come on my show. I'm like, Nick, I need you this week. Anyway,
he's got things to do and people to see.
He's the big time. All right. Yeah. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Your calls are up next. So let me ask the question. I mean, I've got to be fair. Roger will tell you. I've got to be honest here. The White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow. Remember, it was 1.2, 2.3, 3.1. trillion overall. We're talking overall packages to turn the economy around. This is let me play the clip. This is what he said as of yesterday.
The total package here comes to roughly $6 trillion, $2 trillion direct assistance, roughly $4 trillion in Federal Reserve.
$6 trillion. How many of y'all support that? Give me the reasons why you're behind it. 904-831-0600. Roger, am I fair to ask?
Yeah.
Because if you support Trump, do you not owe Barack H. Obama an apology? Because he had to save us from going from a financial cliff as well.
Write him a letter. Say, hey, I'm
sorry.
Write
him a letter. Say, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I'm sorry you and your $11 million mansion up in Massachusetts.
Well, he earned that.
I know. He earned it. That's right. Anyway, you didn't earn it, but he earned it. Remember that?
That's right.
So my question is seriously, I mean, let's man up here. Do you not owe Barack Obama an apology for his stimulus package? $6 trillion, folks. Come on. Love to hear your views. We have fun. Got to have fun right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Southside Boulevard southbound, right before Beach, there's some light traffic. Just add a few extra minutes. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Partly cloudy today with a 1 in 5 chance of rain, the high 89. This evening, some clouds and a low of 66. Right now, 71 degrees.
Planning a trip but want to avoid the airlines? Fly private on your next trip. Boomerang Air Charter has a cost per seat similar to business class and gives you your own private aircraft. Direct, nonstop service to more than 5,500 airports across the country. Avoid crowded airport terminals. Eliminate high-touch screenings at TSA checkpoints. Learn more about Boomerang Air Charter at flyboomerang.com. Fly Boomerang, out and back fast.
We here at J. David Tax Law wanted to let our community know that we are here to help individuals and businesses with tax debt issues during the coronavirus event. The United States government has issued a $1 trillion economic stimulus package. The IRS has been tasked with collecting an unprecedented amount of tax debt to fund this historic initiative. If you owe a tax debt, there are new programs available that can help reduce or eliminate your IRS or sales tax burden. These programs expire on July 15th, 2020. So if you have federal or sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, we are here for you and your family. Call J. David Tax Law now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Greater peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. White House economic advisors say the new stimulus package has now increased to roughly around $6 trillion. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being criticized for not moving quickly enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus in Florida. And Florida's unemployment claims are increasing.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The total package here comes to roughly $6 trillion. $2 trillion direct assistance, roughly $4 trillion in Federal Reserve lending power. Again, it will be the largest Main Street financial package in the history of the United States.
Is that the spin Main Street, not Wall Street? 904-831-0600.
Liquidity and cash for families, small business, individuals, unemployed, to keep this thing going. We're heading for a rough period, but it's only going to be weeks, we think. Weeks, months, not going to be years, that's for sure. And hopefully pave the way for continued economic recovery.
That's the White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, is $1.2, $2.3, $6 trillion. Folks, how many of y'all support this? Go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry.
I do.
Okay, Roger supports it. So is it fair to say I don't support it? 904-831-0600. Here's the question I would ask you. Should we have a big slush of government injection into the economy like Barack Obama did to get it going? And I'm the first to admit he did not create the recession, but he should have got us out of it quicker, but he didn't. Having said that, technically you do create a rebound when money goes into the economy. The question is, what's the difference between a free market and when it comes to government? One has a short-term effect, the other one can have a long-term effect. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, you can. 904-831-0600. Roger supports the $6 trillion. Some other people emailed me. Roger said, hey, I trust the president. I support him too, Roger.
Here's the reason, okay? Sometimes you have an emergency. If the roof is leaking, you're going to have to spend $20,000 to get it fixed, or you're going to destroy your home. And I believe this is an emergency right now.
This isn't a patchwork. This is the whole roof,
This is an emergency that we have to take care of. Now, what I'm upset about is all the pork barrel spending that's been going on all along that's added to it. If we could get spending under control under the normal circumstances, we wouldn't have that problem. Only spend huge chunks of money in an emergency, and I do not owe Barack Obama an apology because I understood that was an emergency as well, and I put George W. Bush in the same category.
Really?
They spent that money together.
Okay, I'm sorry. Roger, thank you for clarifying that.
All right.
Do you owe George W. Bush? George H. No, it's a George W. Bush.
Although I was critical of the way that it all went to the executives, but of course they had no way of knowing that's what they would do to the money that we're supposed to
spend. I thought Obama stopped that. Yeah. Somebody was trying to call me out yesterday. Yeah. There were no strings attached with the Obama. Yeah, they were. But anyway, so my question to you at 904-831-0600, how much did Barack Obama add to the deficits? Quite a few. It was a trillion and a half for about what? Trillion around 3-4 years? Well, did he need to do it then? Why is it okay for this administration? I'm just asking, folks. I'm having fun. Why is it okay for the administration to allow this to happen? If Barack H. Obama added more debt to the national debt than all the presidents combined, is this going to be passed up by that of President Donald J. Trump? So how many of y'all support this? What's the difference? Because do you not? Oh, I know some of you are cussing at me right now, looking at the radio and on your cell phones. So anyway, so is Roger says he supports it. I don't. Having said this, what should be the middle ground? How would you turn the economy back around as quick? Well, I like the payroll tax deductions. This is what Larry Kudlow also had to say about that.
The president is still very keen, so am I, on the payroll tax holiday out to the end of the year. That is a subject of discussion. The payroll tax holiday is a very powerful weapon. It allows businesses and workers to keep more of what they earn.
Come on, folks. How many of y'all going to be honest now? If you support this, you owe Nancy Pelosi an apology. You owe the moderate Republicans apology. You owe Paul Krugman from the New York Times, Ben Bernanke, Alan Greenspan, all of those moderates, even those on, well,
Dodd and Frank.
Dodd, you owe Chris Dodd and Barney Frank an apology. Exactly. Can we keep going?
Right.
You owe Barack H. You owe George W. Bush an apology. You owe all of you in the Tea Party for all of you that you kicked out in 2010 that supported the stimulus and the Obama. No, they supported the W. You owe him. You owe them an apology. Am I right or am I wrong? 904-831-0600. Some of you, by the way, I'm getting some emails this morning. Some of the Democrats are saying, Ed, I can tell by the silence of some of your listeners, they won't call in because they can't defend it. I'm not lying. Some of the emails are more to get it.
Okay.
Of course, they're giving me a few, you know, throwing me under the bus as well.
Prove them wrong.
So anyway, yeah, love to hear from you. 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Bay Meadows Road westbound, right before Southside Boulevard, there's some light traffic. Just add about 2 extra minutes. That's Bay Meadows Road westbound, right before Southside Boulevard. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today with a 1 in 5 chance of rain, the high 89. This evening, some clouds and a low of 66. Right now, 71 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Unemployment checks may be delayed in some states. American distilleries retooling to make hand sanitizer. And will the biggest market boom in almost a century continue today? Those stories next.
The coronavirus is wreaking havoc here in the United States and across the globe. The stock market is plummeting. Sports leagues are suspending their seasons. Schools are sending students home, and the entire U.S. economy has been destabilized. Many experts say this is just the beginning. This is a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Do you want to get your hands on some physical gold and silver? Noble has you covered. Get it delivered directly to your doorstep. There is no time to waste. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free gold investment guide. NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
With upwards of 1.5 million new applications for state unemployment benefits this week, some states are overwhelmed by the high numbers of claims, and some may need to delay checks. They are waiving waiting periods for benefits and adding staff to process claims quickly, but they add no unemployment insurance system was designed to react as quickly as this coronavirus is spreading. Distilleries across the country stepping up to create much-needed hand sanitizer to fight the virus outbreak, their action in response to shortages nationwide. That and the result of the decision of Gojo Industries to ship its Purell liquid exclusively to hospitals. Distillers retooling production and using excess alcohol in order to help rush more sanitizer to the public. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. Please note, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, many of these events have been canceled or postponed. Please verify prior to your attending.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let me take a quick call. Let me squeeze one in. George, what's going on this morning?
Yeah, good morning. Back in the 70s, I audited pharmaceutical courses. And the seeds of this mess went all the way back to the 60s when the pharmaceutical companies decided they're going to make more money off maintenance drugs, say for diabetes, insulin, instead of a curative that killed the bugs that eat your pancreas. And so it's a tax situation. Congress set things up so that this would happen, and we need to go back to looking for curative drugs like they're trying to use now on COVID-19.
George, I'm convinced there is nothing that you're like one of those talk shows like Bruce Williams back in the day. The guy could tell you how to fix everything. Everything. You're like the economic handyman.
Well, I had some really intense uncles and grandparents and stuff, and they pounded this stuff into me.
I bet he's probably got 10, 15 patents all around, man. Something like that. He's got an answer for everything.
He might have one.
All right. How many of y'all agree with the $6 trillion stimulus? Our good friend, Steve Beeman, economics and financial radio commentator and also columnist for Florida Daily, is going to answer this. The pros and cons. Uh-oh. And what about small business funding? Are we going to be able to get this stuff done in time? He's coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.